Is anyone a big fan of boar or bacon or pork?
I think to be American is to love those things.
I would say they taste good.
Does pig
complements breakfast?
Is there a difference between boar meat and just like regular pork? Does anybody know?
There is a slight difference.
Well, boar is really angry and pigs are mellow.
Yeah. That's the main thing.
I like
thing.
My meat
it's the
tasting.
Vibe. It's the vibe of the meat's
I like
off.
My meat tasting angry.
Well, yeah, that's a real man's meat.
Had you want boar.
When it was angry when you killed it.
I want my meat cruelty added.
I honestly want to know that, no, though.
I think that's the second
difference?
Time I've made that joke.
Because, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, there's, like, there's, like, beef, and then there's, like, bison meat. So there's not, like, a lot of difference there, but bison tastes a little different, right?
Yeah, I would say it tastes probably a little bit more gamey, but I mean, it's not too bad.
Are you speaking to someone who's actually had boar meat?
Well, yeah, I've had boar meat before.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, I've had too.
When did you have boar?
Yeah.
The gastropub right down the road, they do a wild boar meatball.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Wait, a local place does boar for you?
Yeah, yeah, they do boar.
Wow. Wow, now I had to go to, like, a major game feast to, like, have boar. Holy shit.
I mean, we had a camping trip that, I mean, God, this was probably about, like, 16 years ago, probably.
No, 16 years ago.
Mark's finding out how old he is.
It's way in the past. But we had a, but on a camping trip, someone brought boar, because they got it a hunt from, I think it wasn't Texas, I know that, but it was wild boar meat, and it was good.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We had it as a stew, but everything tastes good in a stew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of hard to mess that up, yeah. So we were talking about this beforehand, but there's a big thing in Texas that, I don't know what the situation is like now, but, like, boar are, like, a huge menace down there, like, out, like a really bad pest. Believe it or not, next one of us to get married would be Mark. So, Mark, if you want to go on a bachelor party and go shoot boar in Texas, we can do that. Because they do that.
I'll rent out a helicopter, because that's allowed.
Yeah. they beg you, please go into a helicopter and shoot boar.
Like, yeah, it has not gone away, because they quite literally cannot kill them fast enough. It's impossible.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's what I was afraid of, I should
say. Thing, like, boar, like... So, here's the thing, fun fact about them, is, like, a domesticated pig can become a boar. Like, within a month, they can turn feral, and then they can start growing fur and all that stuff, and, like, tusk. It doesn't take long, for one. And because I remember that was a thing in Maryland a couple years ago, that there was, like, wild pigs that got out, and, like, they were trying to catch them real fast, because they know if they let them go for too long, then they start getting very aggressive, and... Then you got some to deal with.
Whoa.
But also the fun fact is that even if you have, you know, a gun, you have to have a high caliber rifle, because a regular pistol will not do much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, too, they specifically designed boar spears in order to kill them, because they were so hard to take down.
Yeah.
They're super territorial, too.
Well, the boar spear, it has a different head to it, but it also has a crossbar against it, so that way when it went into it, the boar couldn't just get off and run away. It would, like, it would get locked on the end of your spear.
Yeah. So you're always saying that if we go on this hunt, I finally have a reason to buy a lever gun, like a Marlin at 45-70 Gov, because that ammo's expensive.
Kelly, I would have a reason to finally buy.
But that's like when you want to, like, take down a T-Rex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the kind of shit you want.
Since I'm the guy that has to be weird, I have to use the most difficult option, so I will just be running around with a Bowie knife. Give me that. Some trained hounds. Meat's back on the menu, boys.
John's putting the camo paint on his face in the bathroom.
That's when John is basically Arnold from Predator. He's
they
just
drew first
in
blood.
Exactly, that's what I was going with.
He's just covered in mud, just... pops out of the foliage and just stabs a boar.
Or you could use a blowgun.
A blowgun?
Yeah.
There are guys who hunt with
just blowguns. Like, you can find videos online on guys taking down black bears with them.
Oh, jeez.
A blowgun?
Yes. They have razor sharp darts, and they camo up, they put out a bait for the bear, and he's like, I have to see if it's a male or female, and then he just shoots it right into the bear's chest, and it goes right into the heart.
Oh, damn. My God.
He's like, the bear doesn't even feel anything.
Yeah, I would imagine all of a sudden you're just like, oh, my chest feels weird. And, you know, you start internally bleeding. Holy shit.
Wow.
But, by the way, he's shooting these black bear at, like, 5 feet away.
Yeah, that was my next question was...
Yeah, blowguns.
Because I have a blowgun myself, and, like, it's fun, don't get me wrong. But it's really accurate just because it's coming from your face, so, like, it's really fun to use. But I'm glad I had powerful lungs to be able to get it, like, the distance that, like, I need to. But getting it into a black bear, that's insane.
Yeah, it's rough.
Even 5 feet away, like, he's got to have some lungs on him.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you guys want to hear about the time I was within 30 feet of a pack of wild boar?
Oh, go on.
So
I thought you had been suspiciously quiet.
I was on 95. I was on 95. So I was only 30 feet from them for a half a second.
Oh,
but on the side of 95, I was like, man, what's with all those giant trash bags that we just keep passing? And Errol was like, that's no moon. that's no trash bag. And they were just little tiny packs of wild boar just on the side of 95.
Dude, and swerve off. You could probably take out like 4 or 5, and then you got dinner.
No, that was good.
The boar would have taken us out.
I was about to say the boar would probably take out the car.
Yeah.
Pop all four tires at once.
And the boar would be like, looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Right. This does bring up my question to you. Do you not have glasses yet, Tim?
Do I not have glasses yet?
If you thought boars were trash bags while you're
they were walking pieces of trash bags, all right.
look at those trash bags, enormous teeth. It's like they're making a squeaking sound.
Last time I had my eyes checked, the eye doctor was like, I mean, you're kind of at the edge. Like, you could get glasses. And I was like, all right, see you, doc.
No, you're like, no glasses.
You told the doctor that story about you mistaking pigs for trash bags. And you're like, you were fucking driving.
Actually, I wasn't driving, thankfully.
Oh, okay, all right, okay, that makes me feel better. I was just like, I think Eric should drive all the time, actually.
Next time you see Tim, he'll be wearing Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah, right?
I haven't had an eye appointment in 5 years, so I should probably,
You should do that.
Yeah, I kind of sit like... Oh yeah, great visual joke that no one can see.
Hit the mic a couple more times.
I always like lean into my desk.
You're up on your steering wheel, you mean? Yeah.
No, when I'm at my computer.
Oh, when you're at your computer, I got you. That was just a funny visual though. Do you think Grimshaw likes boar?
Let me think.
Seeing as he ran at 30 miles an hour right up to the whole pack of them, he must
have thought that was the whole pack. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
He must have thought they were cute little piggies and was like, oh, adorable. Oh,
and then he puts his glasses on. Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
So, you know, I don't know if, like, as you all are well aware, Grimshaw has, you know, he's been traveling. He's a traveled champion. Traveled liberator, rather. So he has come across boar. I don't know if he's ever come across this type of boar before.
These are trained killing boar, so this is quite different than your average wild one.
Right. But you know, he's tussled with some boar.
Well, boar do not like him. That is going to be very certain here in a minute. But I want to get back into it, and we ended with Elkwood spending his turn climbing on the rope, completely invisible. Oh. Climbing on the rope, climbing up to the top deck, and you peered over, and you saw this creature. I'll pull it up again.
Yeah, the big slab of beef right there.
As this clearly fiendish-like creature with purple skin, a long tail, claws that look like they're about a foot and a half long each, and four horns that come off of his giant purple mauled head.
He is jacked, by the way.
May I make a creative suggestion?
He's fucking jacked. What?
Like, after post, after all, you know, you spend millions of dollars making this great show, we got to get Ron Perlman to voice this thing.
That's good.
That's a good one. Yeah, you know, I didn't cast him yet, so he's played by Ron Perlman.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome, the world.
So the giant fiend, well, he's actually just medium-sized, but massively jacked fiend, played by Ron Perlman, tells his two mercs to go check it out as he's clearly hearing the things going, the commotion happening on the dock right next to the boat that he's on.
Is he speaking common?
So,
or
Yeah, he's speaking common. Yeah, they're just mercs though, so they only speak common. I don't know. Do you have any actions left there, Oakwood?
No, because I climbed up. I used a second climb action to get up there. I don't think I have another action, to be honest. I honestly can't remember.
Okay. No, that's fine. Okay. Well, in that case, let's go to...
I think it would be safe to say I used three actions to climb along the rope.
I was going to say, the rope and... Yeah, the rope and climbing up, definitely three. All right, well, in that case, let's go to Kezra. Kezra, you are at the very back of the dock, sort of where Elkwood climbed up the rope, but you are, like, way far away from the boards. You're not even close to going onto the ramp to get into the boat. So what do you want to do at the mouth of this dock right
now? Kezra's going to take a bit of a conservative approach, and he's just going to move up 25 feet, up closer towards the rope that Elk crossed. He's just going to get a little nice line of sight, and he is going to launch a Ray of Frost. Because I am far away,
Enough.
I just got to slowly close the distance.
Yep. And which war is this going after? The easternmost one?
Yeah, the one directly in my line. East.
Got it. Okay.
Not engaged with the Grimshaw.
Okay. Right.
Fabulous. Natural 2. Or a 19.
Ooh, nope. That is... well, hold on. Let me pull it up. That is a fail, yeah, unfortunately. That is a miss.
Okay, well. Good turn from Kezra.
It always sucks as a magic caster.
Bitch, I kill everything in this party.
Yeah, he just... I was gonna say, that hag fight was, made easy because of what he did with that lightning bolt. God dang.
Cool.
Alright. Blood boar in the back. So this one back here.
Blood boar on the boat.
Hell yeah.
It is going to do something where it is going to charge in between his two siblings. And he is going to charge down at you, Benson.
Oh. Damn.
Makes sense.
So with that, he is going to so he's going to do an ability called Chase Down. The Blood Boar strides toward its quarry, ignoring difficult terrain and gaining a plus 10 circumstance bonus to its speed. I don't think it'll need that. Let me just check my math here. No, it actually won't even need that, so maybe it'll save that. But it... and goes squealing towards you. And it is going to... get about... here, directly diagonal to you, Benson, and then it is going to try to use this jaw attack on you.
Lovely.
So, first attack is going to be a... let me get this. It's going to be a 20 to hit. That was a horrible roll.
Get that
holy
shit out of here.
Yeah, no kidding. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. And then it's going to do its... One action, two... All right, and then it's going to do its terrifying squeal at the end of it. So as it runs by and tries to gore you with that, it does this terrifying squeal at the same time. So I'm going to need Benson and Kezra to make a will save. It is against fear, if that matters.
Definitely matters for Benson. For sure.
I would think so, too. And Grimshaw, you are within 20 feet, but I think you critically succeeded, is that right?
Yes, I did, so I am immune.
Okay. I was going to say you are immune.
10 on the die for a 25.
Oh!
That is a success.
27.
So nothing happens. 27, success. So nothing happens. So you guys are good. Alright, cool. The last blood boar is going to do something a little smart, actually. He's going to take a step up to you, Grimshaw.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
You're going in
and
water.
And he's going to try to shove you into the water.
I think you mean into the boat, which is right next to me.
I was going to say, there is a boat right
uh-huh.
there. So, it's going to try to shove you.
Okay.
So, it's just going to be... So, it needs to make his athletics check.
Against...
To try and do a little shove.
For sure it's against my fortitude DC.
That is correct. 29 total.
Just barely succeeded.
Alright. So, you see this thing come over, and it sort of, like, puts its head to the side and just, like, slams into you, sending you off the dock and into the boat.
I am going... Oh. Okay, that's fine. Into the boat's fine.
Okay. While you were in the boat...
Oh, no.
The boat's a mimic.
As you land in it, you sort of land in what looks like powder of some kind.
You said powder?
And you're like, what the hell? And you get up, and you sort of... And as you stand up yet, but as you lay there, you sort of take your hand, and you smell it, and it smells like gunpowder.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
This is bad.
Well, this is very bad.
That is the... that boar will then...
Throw a fireball.
Classic. Oh, I forgot to say, these boars have fireballs.
No, that's where you're like, oh, the boars, like, they smash their tusks together and somehow makes a spark and it sets off the gunpowder and blows up the boat.
And just stapled to the end of his boar tusk is just a gun.
I think the other boar just stands up and lights a cigarette and then just tosses the cigarette in the boat.
It wouldn't be a cigarette, it'll be like a stogie. Like, just big-ass cigar.
Yeah, the big old cigar.
Benjamin's back here like, damn, that boar's cool.
Yeah, that boar's cool as fuck. He does... he quit smoking, so he's not going to do that, but he will run up to Benson. He will run up to Benson as his last action. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Oh, man. Okay, so this boat is, like, covered in gunpowder.
Yes.
Do I want to lean into this? Do I want to just cover myself even more, run up on deck, and just blow this ship up?
that doesn't sound like an awful idea.
I know, it doesn't sound like a bad idea. That's
no, I was lying. That sounds really bad.
How does it not sound like a... How does it not sound like a bad idea? I don't even know what's on the boat.
Oh, I thought you said there was, like, yelling and all that crap.
Well, you can hear the crew talking, but that's
okay,
about
don't
it.
Mind that.
And the only people that would see it at this point is, the only people that wouldn't see it actually is Grimshaw, because he just got thrown over. But you do see Elkwood, especially you, at the top of the round. You do see the two mercs go over to the side of the ship, and they're now, like, watching, with glee at the, as these boars are harassing the you all.
They're like, he is.
Okay, well, I think I'm just gonna suffer my fate. I'm gonna climb up.
Okay.
And you know what? I'll let you have this W, Jake. You can light me on fire later. It's fine.
Okay.
Do you want to athletics to climb?
It's an extremely easy one. It's a bow tied on
gotcha,
the dock.
Okay.
It should not take a check.
Oh, dang it. Sorry, y'all. I did. I think I moved everyone by mistake.
The earth moved.
Oh, no.
All right. Just... there we go.
I think we found it if you hit D. That, yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, so...
All right.
Just...
You're back up on the dock.
Just tap Grimshaw. Up there. You know, boars are actually good swimmers. Fun fact.
Another fun fact.
It's just a matter of where would be the entrance to the dock. I don't know, but I'm going to leave that for you to figure out, because the Morning Star of Malani allows me to shove without a free hand. So I'm going to shove with my acrobatics, shoving this boar right in between the two boats in the water.
With an acrobatics?
No, I'm sorry, athletics.
I was about to say, how is that better?
I acrobatic.
Don't forget your plus one item bonus from your Morningstar.
Oh, thanks. So that's that's a lot of math right there. So that's a 36?
That is a critical success.
That's what I thought. So you're going to go 10 feet. And I'm going to move 10 feet. Oh, actually, I can move him 10 feet in between the boats.
In between the boats, all right.
Yeah.
All right, so he goes kasploosh into the water, and he's not happy about it.
Oh.
He's really mad.
I hope he isn't happy about it.
He's really mad.
And with my last action, I'm just going to zippity zip 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 and flank.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
So that way when I blow up, I'll get Benson, but I'll get these two bored too.
Alright.
Thank God.
Alright. It comes to the boar's turn that I believe this is the one that you shoved in.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Free action, can I call out? And I'm going to call out to the group. The boats. They're trapped. It's powder. It's explosive powder. Stay away from me as I come running up to Benson. Except you. You can take it. The one who wears the cloak.
Don't you know who this is?
Do you know who this is?
I don't mind subjecting you to it. That's fine. Okay,
imagine
so
how
you...
badass that would be, though. Like, Benson's just walking away and explosion.
It's just explosions. Alright, so it comes to the boar's turn that just got shoved in. It is going to try to swim. Well, okay, so it's gonna spend this run trying to get onto a boat, but it can't do that because of that. Just like
he ain't got no thumbs.
No thumbs. Trying to climb up, yeah, with his hooves, yeah. Which is
aww, it is, I feel bad for him now.
Why?
Well, you did that. You did
help him up.
Yeah, maybe on your turn, go help him. Benson, it is your turn on the boar fact hour. What would you like to do?
Kill the boar fact hour.
Ooh. Wow, they're short-lived.
I'm just going to attack. You know what? I'm going to have faith that these things can't shove Benson. Probably going to instantly be proven wrong, but I'm going to stand my ground, and I'm just going to attack the boar directly in front of me.
Whoa.
And he's right. Flanked.
Crit.
Oh,
crit.
Garbage. Roll 24.
24. That is a hit, actually.
Okay. 15 points of damage.
All right.
Second strike. 15. Another garbage roll. Plus 13 to that, and I got a 15. And just because I can raise my shield for free, I will swing for the fences with a negative 10. 16.
Damn. 15, that is a miss.
All right, one hit.
Right. All right. Elk, you are in the best position you could be in this entire group. You are on top of... You were on top of the top deck, and you saw the two mercs run over to the edge, and they're... Well, as I said, watching with glee, and the fiendish guy is sort of just, he's coiling up a rope right now.
Okay. So, where is there a crow's nest on this thing?
There is a crow's nest, yeah.
Oh,
beautiful. which pole is it? Is it the one?
I believe it would be the forward one because of how crow's nests would usually work on a ship.
Alright, let me see how much...
So that's what 55 feet to the 50 feet to the crow's nest.
So that'd be two actions
to the mast itself. Yeah.
So, because what I want to do, I want to climb up to top the crow's nest.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is take two actions. I'm going to be stealthing, and because I took a feat for this, I stealth at full speed.
Oh, fair enough. Nice.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so I'm going to take two actions and stealth. How do I do this? Is it space that does it? Oh, yep. Look at that.
Yep. So for everyone home in Foundry, full of fun fact, if you hold the ruler and then you press space while you have it measured out, your character will just move in that direction.
Yeah, it's convenient.
It sounds like wicked black magic to me.
It pretty much is at this point. But he's at the base of the crow's nest. He's going to start climbing up.
All right. All right, you begin climbing up. I'll say that, I don't think it takes a climb check to be able to climb up something that's intended to be climbed up. But especially not with your athletics anyway. So
25, just for the
hell of it. I'll say at the end of your next turn, you would be able to get up to the crow's nest.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Vamir is just going to... Oh, no, I can't see him. Fuck.
He's over here.
He's on my...
You can't see your own token, yeah.
He'll be moving there.
Benson's down fighting these boars. It's gonna be okay. Oakwood's arrows will surely rain from the sky, like, right now.
Any day now.
He totally didn't just fuck off and leave us to die.
2 hours later.
Cut to Benson's dead body.
and Elk was just like, he's just tangled up in ropes. He's just like, guys, I don't know what happened.
Guys, I didn't take the rope skill. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Kezra, it is your turn.
Alright, I guess Kezra just wants to kind of help finish off these boars. So, he is going to... Hands are going to crackle in lightning as an electric arc rains out, strikes the boars. Please roll a reflex save for both of them.
Alright, going left to right, reflex save on the first one is going to be a natural 20.
Ugh. God damn it.
Boo.
Every time.
What are the chances?
Reflex save on the second one.
Not all our enemies break dancers.
What are the chances there's cardboard under that one?
the boar suddenly has sunglasses on.
and Junko jeans.
And then Benson just screams, fuck, they've got drip!
The second one got a 33.
God damn. Ugh.
Okay, well, that
was one away.
That one succeeded.
Good.
So, we'll have damage for that one.
Alright.
So, 21, so 10 damage.
10 points of damage. That's not bad. It's not shabby at all.
Two low-level boars. with my last action...
This is why we're having trouble.
With my last action, I will just... I guess I'll just kind of move in a little bit towards the edge of the dock. Just move up a little bit.
All right. Okay. All right. As you move up, you see someone come up from the boat that was right here over to the left when you guys were walking into the dock.
Oh, damn.
And this person...
maybe he's friendly.
She looks like a Scarlet Triad Sneak, so no. And you see her with her bag of black gunpowder. And she's like, Bull Butcher loves it when the prey comes to him. And she throws a match into the boat she was just in, and it ignites.
Cool.
None of you are making it out of here alive. And then she pulls out her rapier.
I mean, it's a bold statement.
That's quite the entrance.
Yeah, she's...
Was she, like, hiding in that boat?
She was, yeah.
Okay. I mean, she's a rogue, so... she was sneaky.
It's okay, next turn I'm going to shove her into the boat that's on fire.
The boat is mechanically on fire, so if you want to do that, you're more than welcome.
You're talking mad shit from someone...
Think about it. If Benson can knock her into that boat, she's not getting past Benson to get back on the dock.
That's true.
You just keep, like, kicking her back in.
Yeah.
All right, let me up.
What was that scene from It's Always Sunny where they were like, brother, I'll help you. And then Frank comes over with a board and is like, no, you don't.
All right, don't get back down there.
Get back down there. Okay, so Blood Boar's turns. Blood Boar that is on the right side, the northeast side of you, Benson. Grimshaw came up behind it.
Yeah.
It's going to try to shove you back in.
Shit.
It was extremely successful the first time. That is going to be a 23. Okay.
Nope.
It's got to be incredibly hard to actually shove Benson. And Grimshaw.
Yeah. I know, it just did really well the first time. Then it's just going to do two other jaw attacks after that as it missed with a shove.
Is it attacking Benson or Grimshaw?
Attacking Grimshaw.
Okay.
So it's going to be a 29 to hit you?
Nope.
Retributive strike.
Does retributive only trigger when I take damage?
I think that's correct.
God damn, you're right, sorry.
So
there you go.
And then a 15 on the third attack, so total miss.
Get hit, damn it.
take some damage with him. The boar that is directly in front of you, Benson, is going to try and shove you into the water. With a 28
nope.
Athletics. Alright. Then two jaw strikes at you with a whiff and a whiff.
Whoa.
So Benson just trusting his own abilities is paying off right now.
Yeah.
Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Alright. Grimshaw's flanking. The Morningstar hungers. So, I think, I think I just want to just start swinging at these boars. I don't know. Should I shove? What's my perspective on the boar that's in the water right now? Do I get the inclination that it can make it back into the fight?
Probably not. It would have to go all the way south to get back to the main, back to land, and then try to get back up. So it's okay.
So it's doggy paddling to land.
Yeah, it's four paddling.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it will get back eventually. Whether or not it cares at that point, it might be a free boar after this. You don't know.
It might just turn feral.
Cypress Point is a feral boar problem after this.
You're right. That's a good point. I need to give it a boar friend. Hopefully they can make little boar babies. So I'm going to shove this one into the water.
Thankfully, they won't drown alone.
I don't know about this. It's only a 24.
24. This is against the fortitude. That is a fail, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
All right. Should I try again to take it out of the fight?
You shoved it, and it went into Benson's, like, shin. Just smack.
Don't you want to join your little boar, buddy? Come on. The water's fine. I'm going to actually just try again. I get a minus five, but heck, I would have got minus five in my swing.
Yep, that's true.
Oh no. This might be a crit fail. Let me do some. Oh, okay. Minus five. 13.
That would technically be a critical failure.
Alright, what's shove crit fail?
Oh boy.
It's probably like you get shoved.
I know, right?
You just go for the swing, whiff really hard, but you overcommitted, so you just throw yourself into the water.
Or you just pull her now.
So, a critical failure is you lose your balance, fall, and land prone.
Oh, fuck. That ain't good.
Last action, stand up.
Stand up, there you go. you were pretty much stunned for that. Yeah, so.
Man, what a waste of a turn.
Lost an action, that's all. Alright, the boar that was already in the water is going to boar paddle out, and I'm just going to count it out of this fight, so.
And it's gone!
And it's gone!
It swam so fast.
I'll just take it out of the combat, out of the initiative, so. Alright, then it would default to, let's see, after Grimshaw, it was that, Benson, it is your turn.
Okay. We're technically at a good spot here, but I want to get in between that sneak and Kezra.
Thing,
if she, you sure?
I've got an idea.
If she gets on top of you, it's going to be bad. Okay. Swinging at the boar right in front of Benson. Crit. Natural 20.
Oh, yes, he's going to make a kebab.
See what your fortune is.
I do love some pork shoulder.
Give me some good stuff. Benson needs a new pair of shoes.
Muscle wound. He got him right in his muscle. The target is enfeebled 2 until healed.
Oh my god. That's huge.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Enfeebled 2, you say?
30 points of damage.
30 points of damage.
Jeez.
And Boris flat-footed.
And the boar is five-footed. Okay.
So just swing like a meat cleaver right into the boar's front shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And you said 30 points of damage on that one swing?
One swing, 30 points of damage.
Woo! Boom.
Benson can do damage. He's just going to keep swinging.
Yeah.
24,
that is a hit.
14 points of damage.
Carving this bad boy up, man.
And you know what? Swinging for the fences. Another natural 20 incoming. No, but 26.
Oh, that's good.
That's still a hit, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
18 Jeez. Points of damage.
Oh my god. Alright.
Benson's just an absolute unit right now.
Like, we know how Benson feels about bacon.
Wow.
Yeah, he's hungry. Benson's getting dinner.
He's a hungry boy.
It's like, this reminds me when I lived at my castle. We'd have four every morning.
But you definitely
have to kill yourself.
Dude, Benson woke up. He's 12 years old. Benson wakes up. There's a sword by his bed. He's got to fight all the pigs to get to the kitchen.
It's frankly interesting that none of your family suffer from gout.
We right. work out really hard. Every day.
Relentless in the gym.
Is your foot numb? Just work it off.
That's fine.
Cut it off and put a wooden one on.
It's cooler that way. Elkwood, you are at the you were starting to climb up, and at the end of this.
Yeah,
I will give you. I'll say with two actions, you'll be able to get up if you want to use that last one to maybe do a knowledge check if you wanted to try something like that.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. But okay. But yeah, so because I can't remember if I crit a roll like for athletics, do I go further or what?
You can make your athletics check and then climb up faster if you want.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. So that's a 27?
That's a crit, yeah.
Okay, so am I still halfway or something?
Since you move the proper amount, I'll say you have your two actions now. Just go ahead and take them.
Okay. So
I don't think it listed how tall these things were, but
yeah,
go ahead and take it. That's fine.
Zero frame of reference here. Okay, yeah. So he is still invisible. He is looking around on this crow's nest. He feels like a pirate. He's like, this is the pirate's life for me. So that creature that he saw, what type of check would that be?
That would be a religion check.
I'm not religious.
Ah.
So, oh well.
Neither am I, funny enough.
Actually, you have Underworld, don't you?
Yes, I am.
Make me a lore... What is it? Underworld?
Yeah, no. It's Underworld.
Underworld. Like, make me lore Underworld.
Oh, God. Oh, no. 20, exactly.
That is a fail, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So you can see this thing's claws. It finishes coiling up the rope, and now it looks like it's preparing manacles.
Oh shit! So in this regard, though, he does see like pretty much everyone else here.
You can see the whole. You can see the whole dock that this boat is tied to. So
okay. So in this case, he is going to. Oh, God, there's, like, so many targets, but he doesn't want to aggro the big boy right now.
Yeah, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 targets on the field for you right now.
What he's actually going to do, which is probably not the easiest, I guess, is that he's going to use Hunt Prey.
Okay.
On the... probably the boar here.
The one that's enfeebled and flanked and stuff. Yeah,
because he just wants to try to take one of these things out. But in this regard, since he used Hunt Prey, Vamir is going to immediately fly over.
Ah, nice.
And he will fly 10 feet higher than the boar, so he'll be, like, right above this one.
Okay. Alright, so, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, so I didn't... Well, I mean, I could probably just put him here.
Like, yeah, that's make fine. It easy. Okay. But he's 5 feet above Benson and the boars.
Just like
diagonal. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so he's gonna do that and take one strikeout. And that is a 24 to hit.
That is a hit.
Fuck yes. So if anything, he will be able to take out one of these things.
I got a pretty good chance to do it.
Oh. I mean, I've done more than 72 points of damage to this stupid boar in front of me.
Oh, wow. So this is good damage. That is 20 points of damage.
Oh.
That's an 8, a 5. Yeah, God, it is 20 points of damage.
20 points of damage. It is a hair away from death.
Wow. Mm. That was good damage, too.
Yeah, that was really good damage.
3d8 plus 5, baby.
Okay, then. Vamir coming in, bringing this thing down to nearly on death's edge. Kezra, your turn.
Kezra sees the sneak come up, and he sees one of these Scarlet Triad bastards again. And he just takes off sprinting. Runs straight up to them and shoves them into the burning boat.
Smart, okay. Heck yeah. Alright, go ahead and
make me... I don't know if you get a bonus from doing a running charge, but...
But it looked cool.
Well, I was going to give you some cool points, so just go ahead and roll, and we'll see what happens.
The fuck's wrong with you, Kelly?
That'll be a Sparta 32.
Oh, fuck.
That is a critical.
I don't want to push him 10 feet, though, so I just want to push him 5.
Of course, yeah. You shove her perfectly into the boat, and she's like, "What?
Who could have predicted this?
There was no way this was going to go wrong for me.
It was supposed to be cool.
I was going to stand next to a burning boat and threaten people's lives, and it was just going to go well."
Because we just looked down there, just like pathetic.
Wait, what was the name of that farmer that we met outside the little town?
Leppin? Yeah, Leppin.
Yeah. The Leppin Revolution has begun.
What the fuck are you people talking about?
She's in the burning boat going, "Who are you talking about?"
This was for Leppin.
Alright, so... you have one more action.
No, that was 30 feet of movement, so I had
Okay. Just enough to not. Okay. It is her turn. She is going to use one action to stand up. One action to get out. She will take... I think it's 2d6 fire, so I'm just going to roll that really quick. Fire.
Just keep pushing her.
Just keep pushing her.
Stop it.
She takes 6 points of fire damage... and then she is going to run behind Kezra.
Oh.
This is what I was afraid of.
Well, she's not very strong, so she's just going to try to stab him. She just wanted to get away from that.
Right, stand up, climb up, move is 3 actions, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm just saying that she's just getting... she's getting away from it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just say, she's got her rapier in her hand, so you know what she's going to do next, so... all right, Blood Boar's turn. The one that is not completely fucked up. gonna turn and try to shove Grimshaw in.
They like doing this to you.
They really like it. 20 total, so no. Absolute fail.
Are they trained just for pushing people? I swear.
I'll tell you, their athletics is a 15. It would be stupid not to just shove every single time. then he's just going to do his 2 regular attacks at the end of this. 27 to hit you?
Just a hit? No.
Yeah. And a 22, so whiffs on those 2 things.
Dude, having 2 champions is kind of cracked.
I don't like it. Bloodborne that is on death's door. It is going to try and shove Benson in.
How would it shove me in, though, with the position?
It
can swing around.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit lower of an athletics check for a fail 23.
Not even close. Cool.
All right. Then it is going to do two strikes, a fail, and a fail. All right. That was their turns. Grimshaw, your turn. Hop around four.
All right. Here is what Grimshaw is thinking. The one in front of me is on death's door. So I'm going to smack at the healthy one with my full attack bonus.
All right.
With the Morning Star of Milani. And I got a 30 to hit.
That is a hit, yeah.
Okie dokie. Ooh, 18 points of damage.
Nice.
And then with my other two actions, I'm going to reach out my hand, and a cold necrotic touch comes over this boar that's barely alive. And I need you to make me a fortitude save.
All right.
Jake rolled a 20.
It's going to be a 18.
Ooh. Oh, that's a fail.
Fat fail.
That is a fail.
Is it a roll dice kind of fail? It's 5d4, so minimum of 5 damage.
Does Chill Touch have the death effect?
No, it's necromancy negative.
Okay, so it was at 1 HP, but it does not go down.
Ferocity.
Yep.
They have ferocity.
Interesting.
Which makes, honestly, a lot of sense.
Okay. Yes.
Boars are very dangerous when hurt.
Yes. So it does... By all accounts, to you, it should be dead. It's bleeding out all over the place. It looks like it's barely standing, but it's still thrashing about.
This boar, it is unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Sick rhyme, bro.
All right, so it will just have to... you guys know how to get around ferocity.
Just gotta hit him again, and he's dead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because ferocity is a reaction, it uses its reaction right now to use ferocity, and then if you hit it again, it doesn't have a reaction to keep itself alive. So it's one of the biggest blunders for new players, is they're like, why won't this thing die?
But it's now wounded one, though.
Correct, yes.
So it could only do ferocity four times before it just straight up dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how many rounds is that
total?
You know what I mean? So yeah. That's why I say it's one of the things that you should learn as early as possible. If something has ferocity, focus that thing as hard as possible. Try to kill it in one round. Is that the end of your turn?
Yep. One action, then two.
Benson.
Okay. Kezra, I can get to you and I can probably knock that person over. Okay, Benson is going to look at Grimshaw and Vermeer and just say out loud, it's like, I leave these to you. And Benson sprints over, whole dead ass, throws his entire body shield first at this person.
Okay.
Right. With the intention of knocking them prone. That is a what roll?
So you'll need to make an athletics roll, and this will be against her fortitude DC.
15 on the die for a 30.
That is a... that's another critical. So she is shoved 5 feet, and she is prone.
Right, critical for shove is 10 feet.
He shoved her into boxes, though, so...
Very cinematic.
He told me his intention, I was allowing it.
Yeah.
And last action, I'm going to swing on her.
All right. Let me go ahead and put prone on, so that way I get her proper AC with the flat foot and all that. All right, go ahead and roll, my friend.
You don't touch Benson's spellcasters. 31.
Wow.
Surprisingly not a critical hit.
Not that surprising. These guys are tough.
Yeah, so go ahead
15
and roll
points
damage.
Of damage.
Alright. Okay, then. Go and shove her into some boxes, and as she's laying there, you go over and cut her into the abdomen. It's just like, ah! All right. Is that the end of your turn?
That is.
Okay. Elkwood. Okay.
So at this point, Vamir is going to attack first. Just trying to knock this thing out. 26 to hit.
That is a hit.
And since any damage hits, which is lucky because that's a total of 7 damage. It's 1, 1, and 2.
Oh, God. That's the lowest he's ever rolled.
Yeah, so
hey, at least you did it on the thing that had ferocity up, so... Yeah.
So it's like that one time I rolled a crit and did, like, 18 damage.
18, yeah. Alright, so you kill this boar instantly. Please describe Vamir's kill, though.
Oh, no, he like, this thing is bleeding out, and like anything Vamir does, he cherry-picks the kills as he can. And just drives its beak, like, into its, like, maybe a gaping wound that Benson gave it.
Yeah.
And just dives in deeper and just, like, rips out a tendon or something. Like, just...
So, boar falls over, legs flailing about, and eventually it just stops.
Yeah. So, that is dead. That is a dead boar. And... Alright. Can't attack that because I need to hunt prey on it. So, Elk is still invisible. He is kind of scouting out the arena here. On this crow's nest, so there's no particular map for it.
There's no map for the crow's nest, but it, you. If you want to place yourself in one of those like, there's 15 squares because there's the squares all around the pole for the mast there.
Yeah, so he's going to sneak over 15 feet over, like kind of like he's on the sail like part. You know.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So you're on one of the crossbeams?
Yeah, like, I'm assuming because Crow's Nest is up there. So, yeah, he's up there now. Yeah.
I will only ask you to make an acrobatic check in order to balance, which I'm sure you will do just fine.
I got a 34.
That's fine. Yep.
Nice.
My acrobatics is stupid.
I had to ask.
It's cool to actually see the balance mechanic, though. Like, that's not something you see that often.
Not usually, but...
I'd like to see Benson do it.
Get Benson up here. Right.
Nope.
Just as a note mark, while you are balancing on something, it actually requires you to take an action to do that, and you're flat-footed.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Damn it, Tim.
Knowing that, if you want to retcon your action there, that's fine.
Well, the thing is, I was just trying to get a clear shot of Beefcake down here.
Yes.
I say he's a ripped piece of muscle, man. I gotta.
He sure is.
But can I be in the crow's nest and still have a clear shot of him, basically?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, this whole time he's sort of been like working at stuff.
Okay.
He's kind of been walking back and forth. So
okay, so I would like to do that then, like take one action since I'm up in the crow's nest to hunt prey on him.
Okay,
and then take a two shot. God, this is probably the stupidest thing I can think of, but yeah, two shot on him.
All right, go ahead and take your attack.
Okay, I'm sure you can solo the boss.
Thank you. I need that. So that's good. Ooh, 16 on the die. That's good. So it's a 37 hit.
Oh,
and he is flat-footed.
That's it.
Not a crit.
No.
Oh. Come on.
Shit. Okay.
This is the kind of creature you're not critting unless you get a natural 20.
Yeah. So that is 22 points of damage.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. All right. So you hit him in the shoulder for 22 points of damage, right?
Yeah. I'm visible.
And you are now visible.
I'm all the way up on the crow's nest, though, so...
You sure are. I'm going to bring him into initiative, though, as he is now aware of you.
He's
and
like, what the fuck?
You attacked him.
He's like, God damn it. Just trying to coil up rope.
He's like, I was just working. Let me go ahead and roll for him now. So he is after Kezra and before the Scarlet Triad Sneak, so...
Oh, that's his name, though. Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'll say his name when it comes to his turn. So, Oh, wait, you know what? You know what happens? You shoot him, and then the merc here goes, Bull Butcher, the crow's nest. And Bull Butcher, that is this demon's name, goes, oh. I fucking know, as he's got like an arrow in his collarbone. Oh. And he's like, and I love it when the prey comes to me.
Hey, that's what she said.
All right, is that the end of your turn? Kezzer, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to do something silly.
A little nutty, a little okay. Wacky.
Oh,
little wild
nutty there.
What? Okay.
Is it a little nutty, a little wild, a little wacky?
Yeah, sure.
A little kooky.
Sure. Kezra is going. His eyes are going to glow blue with as he casts okay. True Strike, and his scales are his blue scales appear, and I am going to attempt a disarm check. So I just reach down with my gauntlet for his for her rapier.
Okay.
And I'm glad I rolled the true strike, so that will be another 33. This will be 33 against reflex DC.
So against reflex DC, so that is one away from a crit, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
So worthless. Man.
Really wanted it right.
That's rough.
really wanted
that. Give me that.
Hands up.
Screw them. I want this rapier. I'm going to do one more reflex. All
right.
Or one more disarm.
Okay. Yeah, one more disarm, yeah.
Oh, man, if I only rolled that last time. One higher than last time. But... I guess it's just another success. This would be 29, I think.
Yep, so just another success. But wasn't there something that if you get two successes in a row that it did something, or am I misremembering that?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay. Alright. Okay. Is that the end of your turn, or do you still have...
That's the end of my turn.
Oh, true strike. I forgot about that. Okay. Alrighty. So you go over and try to take it out of her hand, and you can see it fumbling in her fingers, in her fingertips, and she's like, no, no, it's... This is a gift from my father. No.
Screw your father.
he raised a bad daughter. Next is Bull Butcher's turn.
Oh, God.
Great, because we can see him.
Mark, I'm very happy that I get to do this.
Oh no.
But also not very happy because this is gonna be so bad.
Yep.
Shit.
He dimensions doors up
I
to you.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Come on.
That's two actions.
Sorry, he only needs one to kill you.
Let me just make sure.
I think he might just have to jump into the water, dude.
That's fine.
Take full damage. He dimension doors up to you, and so all of a sudden you're just like, oh, shit. And then he's going to reach out with his giant claw. Do you remember Tyrant from Resident Evil?
Yeah.
That's who this looks like.
Oh, God.
Excuse me, teacher. He has to take an action to balance or he falls.
No, I'm in the crow's nest.
Wait, I thought you got... Oh, you decided against
her. No, I retracted because I didn't realize all that shit was going on. But since he said
you should have done it. You should have done it.
I was thinking about it.
Okay. So he dimension doors up to you, and then he is going to strike out at you with one of his claws.
All right. Let me prep damage.
Yep, I would. So that is going to be a...
Natural one.
40 to hit.
Ow.
Sorry, I think I blew out my microphone there.
So that's a crit.
That's a crit.
Benson, can you retribute a strike?
Yeah, from 30 fucking feet away, sure.
Way more than 30,
when
I guess.
Will my crew learn that to be effective, they have to stand next to the fucking tank?
No, we could do this.
So, I loved what Elk was doing because that's exactly what I would do in this situation. Yeah. However, he did not have the knowledge check to know that this motherfucker can teleport.
Oh, yeah, of course not. I thought what he did was awesome, but yeah.
No, of course. That's going to be 44 points of damage.
Oh, my God. You need to get out of there yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurts.
That is the end of Bull Butcher's turn. It comes to the Scarlet Triad Sneak's turn. I'm going to let Elkwood ruminate over there, over his actions. The Scarlet Triad Sneak, she is going to take an action to stand up. And then she is going to try and... she could probably... She's taking real time to evaluate her situation. Alright. She's going to... My microwave just went off. There's a microwave in that ship. How'd they get that? Okay, so she stands up and she is going to take a stab at Kezra.
She gets a minus two because of the disarm.
Ah, that's right. Okay.
And he gets armor because of Benson.
Yep. Plus two.
Oh, wow.
Natural one.
Oh.
It was guaranteed.
Great.
It is so very like me to have a badass entrance for a character that just fumbles literally through the whole
thing. She wasn't ready to have a whole ass paladin shove his entire body through her back.
Who is?
That's true.
And Tim, not that it matters, but she does not take a minus two because the condition lasts until the start of the creature's next turn.
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes it kind of fucking useless.
Disarm's the worst.
Oh my god.
No.
What is it?
What?
Hand
what?
It over. Unless you succeed at a reflex saving throw, your target gains possession of your weapon. Holy shit.
No freaking way.
Wait, what do I have to do for her?
You
what does she have to
roll
do?
A reflex saving throw.
Gosh.
I mean, this is a rogue.
I guess this is against my class DC.
So it's a total of 25.
Fail.
So
you just swing and Kevin just grabs her wrist and takes a rapier out of her hand. He's like, thank you.
What the fuck?
It's no longer yours.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. I couldn't have gone better if I had landed myself.
That's beautiful.
Okay. You know, I'll after this episode, Kel, I will send over the stats for the rapier because I'll give you a hint. It has a Bloodseeker beak on it, so have fun.
Oh yeah.
So she sees what happens, and then she goes, "My father was right. I should have did better in school." And then she's gonna run back to the ship.
God damn.
Gosh.
So stand up.
No, Father, I'm not going to school. I'll be in the part of the Scarlet Triad. No one will make fun of me.
So it's gonna be wait, sorry. 10.
I'm just gonna deck her again.
20. Okay. So she is clearly running to the ship and she's going, Bull Butcher, help!
Bullbusher, okay. He likes it when prey comes to him.
Yeah, why don't he just dimension door down there and kill her? I mean,
I imagine that is that she's like the annoying intern.
Yeah,
she's just like she's just a yes man, no, a yes woman to Bullbusher, whatever he says. She's like, yeah.
At the same time, he's like, I wish I could kill her, but I can't. Her father bought the boat.
Her father bought the boat. Oh my god, okay. Alright, so she is running toward the ship. The blood boar. Tammy, I want you to guess. I'm gonna give you two guesses what it's gonna do.
It's gonna shove.
It's gonna shove or it's gonna
You're
shove.
You're right. 31 to shove you.
Damn. I fall in the water.
You fall in the water.
This is not good at all.
Wait, wait. I could use my reaction to grab the edge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so go ahead and do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have invisible thumbs?
I do. I don't have hooves.
I don't have your stupid cloven feet, Boar.
20.
Yeah. It's a deck.
Okay.
It's a deck. Oh.
Well, it's one of the most accessible, like, things possible.
Right,
like,
right. It's not like it's a crumbling cliff or something.
No. It's not like it's a sheer edge of a building or something.
Right.
Okay, so it's gonna try to shove again.
Come on, man.
Fail.
Oh, you're gonna try hitting a champion while he's down.
And then a total whiff on the last one.
Wow.
Next it comes to Grimshaw, the top of round 5.
Now I gotta spend an action to climb up.
Yep.
Did we move position, by the way? Like, or do you just want to keep us the same on the map?
No, you're just stay there.
That's fine. Okay. It's like I kind of want to try to be like a. I want to provide some sort of like block for this person approaching.
I don't think we've done any damage to this other boar.
I did one strike to it. Okay. I also look. You want to get that flanking bonus and maybe try to crit it. Decisions. If I crit it, I can shove it 10 feet into the water. So I'm gonna take a step.
Uh huh.
Oh wait. I don't think I could have grabbed the edge. I think I needed a hand free.
Free.
Oh, you were shielding your mace.
Star or shield in the water for free.
Oh man.
Oh no, man.
It's okay. So all right. They're all good swimmers here. All
right. Oh, okay. So here's the question.
What?
It depends what the DC is. If I crit save, then I did not need to have a hand free.
Okay, I mean, it's a very, very low DC. What was your total?
I got a 20.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So
I'm not making this hard. I'm not going to make this hard. Right. It's stupid anyway.
All right. That's very kind. All right. So I climb up. I take a step over. I'm swinging because I want to try to crit this boar. Like, the Morning Star is hungry. Oh gosh, just crap roll. 21.
It's a crappy knife for Tim. That is a miss, yeah.
So climb, step, swing, turnover.
Benson, it comes to you. So you saw her run after losing her oh so valuable and sacred family heirloom of a rapier. And as you turned around to see where she's going, you see in the crow's nest this demon. You know what demons are. I'm not going to shy that away from you. You know this is a demon. You know that this thing is massive, and you see Elk kneeling in the crow's nest, and you see his blood covering the side of it.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
I can't help Elk with. There's nothing I can do.
Dimension door, goddammit.
I tried to get a cloak to dimension door, and Jake told me no. Okay.
Jake says too powerful of an item.
Jake's like, you already have a cloak.
Yeah, but it could have been an awesome cloak, and also a dimension door cloak.
Would you like to? I will say, would you like to make a knowledge check on this thing?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll do a religion check.
There we go.
Yeah. Let me pull up my stat block here. There it is. 17 on the die for 32.
Ooh.
Yes. The Calavacus demon.
That doesn't sound good.
I know what that thing is. I remember Wrath of the Righteous.
Yeah, so you would know this.
Yeah.
As you look up, your eyes go wide, but almost there's a grin on your face. As you go, oh, yes, the Calavacus, the slaver demon.
Right.
Calavacus's work as slavers in the Abyss, earning them the alternate moniker, Slaver Demons. These fiends round up captured victims and sell them to other fiends or unscrupulous mortals. Pleas for freedom or clemency fall on deaf ears as slaver demons consider anyone they can catch and hold to be their rightful property and theirs to sell. Calavacus is no more than just physical means of restraining slaves. They also know how to fetter a victim's soul. The most successful slaver demons have vast slave pits in the Abyss where they keep stables of imprisoned souls.
So, Tim, did you, like, tailor-make your character for this part of the adventure path? Or?
I read the books.
You read the books.
Do I get any information on that?
I will give you the most important one.
Sure.
It has a thing called Enslaved Soul.
Ugh.
The demon enslaves the soul of a living creature within 60 feet. The target can attempt to resist the enslavement with a will save. A slaver demon can only have one soul, blah, blah, blah. If a slaver demon kills a creature whose soul it has enslaved, it regains HP and the soul is consigned to an eternity of toil in the Abyss, adding to the slaver demon's tally of souls and allowing the demon to enslave another.
Wow.
I'm going to go down the list here on what each of these things mean. Success means the target avoids being enslaved and is temporarily immune for 24 hours. So all you need is a success. Okay? Against that will save.
All right.
Failure is the target is, quote, enslaved and is enfeebled 2 for 24 hours. Or until the slaver demon is slain, whichever comes first. Critical failure. As failure, and the target also suffers the effects of a fail-saving throw against Dominate.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was coming.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
As all of this stuff is happening and you see what is going on with Elkwood, you begin to see its eyes glow as it begins to manifest some of its abilities. And I'll see you guys next time.
Fuck! Oh, now I gotta fight for Elkwood's fucking soul.
You knew you were safe up there.
Hey everyone, Jake the GM here to remind you to follow us on all of our socials to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content, check our Twitch and YouTube channels as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you in the next episode.